Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's Media Clips podcast. Today, I, Jennifer Sullivan, the Senior Marketing Manager here at Green Hess & Jenks, will be interviewing Mike Sipple, who is a Senior Manager in the Profit Participations Audit Practice here at Green Hess & Jenks. And today, he will be talking about ultimates, projections, and future cash flow analysis. So how are you doing today, Mike?
I'm doing great. Yourself?
I'm doing great too. Thank you so much. So what exactly do you mean by ultimates, projections, and future cash flow analysis? Can you explain to us a little bit about exactly what these are?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a mouthful. Ultimates, projections, estimates, future cash flow analyses. And it sounds somewhat intimidating, but it's really not. I'll discuss the differences, you know, in more detail in a few minutes, but in many ways, they're all doing the same type of thing, and that's trying to project the future. And there is no real, you know, crystal ball. We're not actual fortune tellers, but what we're really trying to do is develop reasonable estimates using the best information we have available to us. And ultimately, we utilize our experience and our vast confidential database to develop ratios and averages and percentages, benchmarks really, and then apply those to various factors that are known or unknown, such as box office receipts or production spends, et cetera. And we try to estimate future activity based on that information.
Okay, and why would this be helpful? Like, can you tell me a little bit about what the purpose of this is?
Certainly. There's a lot of reasons. One could be internal accounting. For example, you might want cash flow analyses or something for, you know, P&L information. It's really for kind of internal overall performance and analytics. If you invested in a slate of films or a picture, you kind of want to know how much money you made or how much money you lost, when that money might be coming in, et cetera. There's also external accounting, you know, tax and audit. For example, on your company's tax returns, you might want to know how much of those production costs that you spent can be amortized on your tax return. There are investment purposes, whether you or your company are looking to buy or sell a slate of films or one film or a TV show. There's other valuation reasons. Such as litigation, for example, in the quantification of damages that could be a partner dissolution or a marital dissolution, but kind of knowing what the future value of your product or your company's product or products, again, whether it be a one movie or a slate of movies, it can be very helpful for kind of doing those analytics. And there's other reasons, but I think the last might be in agreement negotiation. If you're a lawyer representing talent, oftentimes there are different ways of structuring the deal. For example, if it's a movie, you might have an option to have a straight first dollar gross deal with a low percentage or a break-even deal that might have a much higher return if it does well. And being able to estimate the future revenues and expenses would be key in deciding that which deal really is more beneficial for your client.
Okay, and so what is the difference between an ultimate and future cash flows?
Yeah, so ultimate is really a more of a term of art in the industry, I would say. And I think the key to ultimates is that it's at one finite point in time. So and for many years, they were using 15 years. Now I believe it's 10 years. And so we're really trying to come up with what is the value of this 10 years down the road. So we're not necessarily looking at different points in time or when these revenues are going to come in, but what is the value of this product 10 years from now? It's very much something that the studios have the information on. They have a huge database of output deals, and these output deals are based on box office, and so they really have a ton of data available to them with thousands of jobs of kind of averages, and their database is quite large. So they generally don't want to share this with too many people, but that is Ultimate. The future cash flow analysis is really kind of the same idea, but looking at it at several certain points in time. So not everything at 10 years down the road, but how much is this picture going to make in 6 months, or how much is it going to make in 12 months or 5 years? So you're finding different points in time. And really both of them can be simple to extremely complex.
Okay, so maybe can you dive in a little deeper and tell us a little bit more about the overall process involved?
Yeah, so what you want to do, whatever product you want to value, you want to try to isolate the known factors. And it's really what are the known factors at that point in time when the projections are being made? For example, you might know that you're going to do a movie that has a certain production spend or a certain print and advertising spend, but it hasn't even been released yet. So you don't know what the box office information is. We can kind of look at what type of genre it is, what is the production spend, what is the P&A, and kind of come up with what might be the estimated box office and in turn the estimated revenues. Obviously, it's far riskier to do an estimate or projections based on that type of activity. Generally, what you really want to have is box office information at the very least. And box office information or local admissions, which is really all information given from the theatrical release of the product. That really is key in determining what the future revenues are going to be. As I mentioned before, with output deals, a lot of the television output deals are a function of box office. So once you know the box office, you have a good idea as to what the future revenues will be, especially in the television market for that reason. Another point in time is you might actually have statements from the studio. So you're looking at actual data. And from that data, you can somewhat develop patterns in a way, and you can look at what revenues have come in and what revenues have yet to come in. The more and more actual activity you have, the better off your projections are.
Okay. Maybe can I hear maybe just a quick example about all of that?
Yeah, absolutely. So let's do a movie again, and let's pretend we've got an action movie, so we know the genre, and we actually know the box office information. Let's say it did $200 million in the domestic box office and $400 million in the foreign box office, so a total of $600 million. From that information, we can now kind of look at what revenues are coming, what revenues are going to come in and when. Obviously, the first kind of film rentals that come in are the theatrical revenues, and those are typically 40 to 50% of the box office. So the theaters are going to keep the other half effectively. A couple months after that, it might be released on new media, such as VOD or pay-per-view or EST or the actual home video packaged goods market. And it's tough to estimate this one, and I'll get into that in a few minutes. But you might say 10 to 20% of the box office might be generated from this. And then your television revenues are going to start coming in. The first is domestic pay TV. That's your HBO and your Showtime. That's usually 1 year after the release. Your foreign pay television is usually 1 to 2 years after the release. Domestic basic cable, that's going to be your FX and TNT and USA and similar. That's usually 2 to sometimes even 3 years after the theatrical release. And worldwide free television is usually 2 to 3 years later as well. And really, it certainly varies. Again, this is not a perfect science, but you could probably say each of those individual medias might kind of bring you 5 to 15% of the box office, and whether it be domestic box office or foreign box office. Another, you know, we also have data related to expenses as well. And especially for those that are variable expenses, like residuals or taxes or home video manufacturing costs, we can really, you know, using the estimated revenues, we can also estimate the expenses. And having all of that data together, really at this point in time, we've got an action movie with $600 million worth of box office. We might estimate that this film could generate $500 million in revenues, for example.
Okay, well, that's actually, that was a lot of information, but really great insights that you gave us to really kind of drill down and explain, you know, the difference in the variables that are going on with ultimate projections of future cash flows. So thank you so much, Mike, for joining us today and giving us those industry insights. We appreciate
it. Thank you very much. I'm glad to be helpful, and please reach out to GH&J or myself if you have any additional questions. I'd love to help.
Great. Thank you so much.